Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try on new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try QB mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. QB only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
QB, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
When Ashley and Nick brought their daughter home, the nights in the house quickly began to feel different from the days. During daylight, the place still felt new in a comforting way. They had moved in only a few months earlier, and most of their attention had been focused on preparing for the baby's arrival rather than noticing the house itself. Sunlight filled the kitchen and living room through wide windows, and the quiet street outside gave the neighborhood a calm, predictable rhythm. At night, the house seemed to stretch in ways Ashley hadn't noticed before. The rooms felt larger after the lights were turned off, and the hallway outside their bedroom carried shadows farther than it did during the day. Even the quiet changed once the neighborhood settled in for the night, leaving only the occasional distant sound of a car passing somewhere beyond the houses. Sleep arrived in pieces during those early weeks. Ashley woke every few hours to feed the baby, sometimes before the crying even started. The small sounds from the nursery carried easily through the hallway, and her body had already begun to recognize them instinctively. Nick helped when he could, but most nights he slept through the first moments of the baby stirring, the exhaustion of long work days catching up with him the moment he closed his eyes. The baby monitor helped make those nights easier. Nick had mounted the small camera high on the wall in the nursery before the baby was born. From that position, it captured the entire room, showing the crib beneath the window and the rest of the furniture arranged around it. The monitor itself sat on Ashley's nightstand, its screen glowing softly in the darkness with the grainy green image produced by the night vision camera. Most nights, Ashley barely paid attention to it. She would glance at the screen when the baby shifted in the crib, confirming what she already knew before walking across the hallway. After several weeks, she knew the image well enough that even when she was half asleep, she could recognize everything in the room. The crib stood near the center of the frame. A dresser rested along the far wall. A rocking chair sat in the corner beside the closet door. Everything in the nursery had its place on the screen. The first time something unusual appeared on the monitor, Ashley assumed she had simply been more tired than usual. It was just after 2 in the morning. She had woken automatically when the baby shifted beneath the blanket, the faint rustling sound drifting through the monitor speaker. Ashley reached for the device without fully opening her eyes and lifted the screen toward her. The nursery appeared exactly as it always did. The crib sat in the center of the frame, the blanket rising and falling gently as the baby breathed. The rest of the room looked quiet and still. Ashley watched for a moment, waiting to see if the baby would wake completely. Then something near the far wall caught her attention. At first, she assumed the shape was simply a shadow created by the camera. The infrared lighting often produced strange outlines depending on how objects were positioned in the room, and sometimes the dresser or rocking chair looked different on the screen than they did in person. But the longer Ashley looked, the harder it became to dismiss what she was seeing. There appeared to be a figure standing in the room. The shape was tall enough that its shoulders were clearly visible against the darker background of the wall. The rest of the outline blurred slightly in the grainy resolution of the camera, but the proportions suggested someone standing quietly several feet from the crib. Ashley slowly sat up in bed. Her first thought was simple. Nick must have gotten up to check on the baby before she woke. She turned toward him automatically. Nick was still asleep beside her. One arm rested across the blanket exactly where it had been when they went to bed, and his breathing remained slow and steady. Ashley looked back at the monitor. The figure remained in the same place. It wasn't leaning over the crib or adjusting the blanket. It didn't appear to be moving at all. The shape stood perfectly still near the wall, as though someone had simply stopped there and forgotten to leave. Ashley pushed the blankets aside and stepped into the hallway. The floor felt cool beneath her feet as she crossed the short distance to the nursery. The house was silent except for the faint hum of the air moving through the vents. She opened the door carefully. The room was empty. The crib stood beneath the window exactly as it had on the monitor. The baby slept quietly beneath the blanket, one small hand curled near her face. Ashley stepped inside and looked around the room. Nothing moved. After a few moments, she convinced herself that the camera must have produced an unusual shadow. Night vision lenses flattened depth in strange ways, and it was easy to imagine how furniture might briefly resemble something else when viewed on the small screen. Still, the image stayed in her mind longer than she expected. Over the next several nights, Ashley found herself glancing at the monitor more often than she had before. Sometimes she would watch the screen for nearly a minute, waiting to see if the shape appeared again. The nursery always looked the same. The crib in the center of the frame, the dresser along the wall, the rocking chair in the corner. Nothing unusual appeared. Gradually, her nerves settled again. Nearly 2 weeks passed before Ashley saw the shape a second time. The baby had begun fussing softly just after 3 in the morning, the sound carrying through the monitor speaker. Ashley reached for the screen before even sitting up fully. The familiar green image of the nursery filled the display. The crib stood in the center of the frame, and once again, a dark figure stood near the wall. Ashley felt the same tightness in her chest she had experienced before. The shape looked identical to the one she remembered seeing earlier, tall, narrow, and completely motionless. The shoulders were visible again, rising clearly against the darker background of the room. The baby stirred beneath the blanket. The figure did not react. Ashley turned toward Nick again. He was still asleep. The steady rhythm of his breathing had not changed. Ashley looked back at the monitor and studied the image more carefully. Something about the position of the figure began to bother her. It wasn't standing beside the crib. The shape stood several feet away, closer to the wall where the camera had been mounted. Ashley stared at the screen, trying to understand the angle of the room. If the camera had been mounted high on that wall, then the figure would be standing almost directly beneath it. And if that was the case, the figure wouldn't be facing the crib at all. It would be facing the opposite direction. A quiet uneasiness settled over Ashley as the realization slowly formed. The figure wasn't watching the baby. It was facing the doorway. Ashley set the monitor down and crossed the hallway again, her pulse suddenly louder in her ears. When she pushed open the nursery door, the room looked exactly as it always did. The crib sat beneath the window, the rocking chair rested in the corner, and nothing else moved. She picked up her daughter and held her for a moment until the baby settled again. But even as the room grew quiet, Ashley found her eyes drifting toward the corner where the figure had appeared on the monitor. The space looked empty now, yet the thought that had begun forming in her mind would not leave. Whatever the camera had shown her had not been standing there to watch the crib. It had been standing there to watch the doorway. Ashley did not mention the figure to Nick the next morning. At first, she told herself there was no reason to. The baby monitor used infrared lighting and a small digital lens, and she had read before that Those cameras sometimes created shapes where none existed. It was easy for shadows to stretch or distort when the room was dark. Still, the image stayed with her longer than she expected. Throughout the day, she replayed the angle of the nursery in her mind. She remembered exactly where Nick had mounted the camera, and she remembered where the shape had appeared on the screen. Each time she pictured the layout of the room, the same uneasy conclusion followed. If the figure had been standing where it appeared on the monitor, it would not have been looking at the crib. It would have been looking directly toward the hallway. That thought returned to her several times that afternoon while she moved through the house. She tried to focus on ordinary things, laundry, bottles, the quiet rhythm of feeding and rocking the baby. But every time she passed the nursery door, she found herself glancing inside. The room looked completely normal. The crib sat beneath the window, the soft light of the afternoon filtering through the curtains. The rocking chair rested in the corner, unmoving. Nothing about the space suggested anything had ever been there. Ashley considered checking the monitor camera itself. Late that evening, after the baby had finally fallen asleep, she stepped into the nursery and stood beneath the small device mounted high on the wall. It was a simple unit, no larger than her palm, secured to a bracket Nick had installed before the baby was born. She studied the angle of the lens. From that position, the camera faced slightly downward, capturing the crib and the surrounding floor. If someone stood directly beneath the camera, their body would appear almost centered against the far wall of the image. Ashley slowly stepped into that spot and glanced toward the crib. On the monitor beside the bed, she knew the camera would show her standing there, facing the doorway. The realization settled deeper into her thoughts. Whoever or whatever had appeared on the monitor had not been looking at the baby. It had been looking outward. That night, Ashley slept lightly. Several times she woke without fully understanding why, her attention drifting immediately to the faint glow of the monitor beside the bed. Each time, the nursery looked exactly as it should. The crib remained still, the baby sleeping peacefully beneath the blanket. Nothing unusual appeared. Nearly a week passed before Ashley saw the shape again. It was later than usual when she woke that night, close to 4 in the morning. The baby had not cried or stirred loudly enough to wake her, but something about the quiet in the house had pulled her out of sleep. For a moment, she lay still, listening. The hallway outside their bedroom remained silent. Ashley reached for the monitor. The familiar green image appeared. The crib sat in the center of the frame. The baby slept quietly, one small arm stretched toward the side of the mattress, and once again the dark figure stood near the wall. Ashley's breath caught. The shape looked exactly as it had the previous times, tall, narrow, and completely motionless. The shoulders were visible again against the darker background of the room. But this time, something about the image had changed. Ashley leaned closer to the screen. The figure appeared slightly closer to the doorway than before, not by much. Only a small shift in position, but it was enough to make Ashley's stomach tighten. She studied the image carefully, trying to determine whether the difference was real or simply a trick of perspective. The camera's resolution was low and the outlines of objects often blurred together. Still, the position of the shape seemed unmistakable. It had moved. Ashley pushed the blankets aside and stepped into the hallway. The house felt colder than it had earlier that night. The floor beneath her feet carried the faint chill that sometimes crept through the house before sunrise. She reached the nursery door and opened it slowly. The room was empty. Ashley stood there for a moment, letting her eyes adjust to the darkness. The faint glow of the hallway light spilled across the crib and the dresser. Nothing stood near the wall. The rocking chair remained where it always had. The baby stirred softly but did not wake. Ashley stepped inside and lifted her daughter from the crib, holding her gently against her shoulder. The small weight of the baby brought a brief sense of comfort. Yet even as she rocked slowly beside the crib, Ashley found her gaze drifting toward the wall where the camera had been mounted. For the first time since the strange images had begun appearing, a new thought crossed her mind. If the figure on the monitor had moved closer to the doorway, then it might not have been standing still at all. It might have been approaching it.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try on new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try on new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try on new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try on new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.